Master. Master.
Yes, Lothar.
All dark. Lothar, not to see. Where are you, Master?
Still tied down on this stretcher, Lothar. Where you last saw me. Remember?
Lothar, remember now. But head still buzzing like million bees inside. Can't remember what happened to Lothar.
Captain X struck you down with a gun butt when you tried to help Nada. Don't you remember that?
Oh, remember now. Why can't Lothar move, Master?
Because your wrists are wired together. And Captain X tied your legs together before he left.
What that, Master?
What, Lothar?
Sounds like clock ticking in dark.
It is.
Why clock tick? Not here before.
You may as well know. It's ticking away the few moments we have to live, Lothar. When it finishes striking 9, we are blown to pieces.
Where bomb?
On the floor. In the center of the room.
We alone?
No. No, Dorfman's on the floor beside me. Captain X shot him before he left. In the back.
Him dead?
Dead or fainted from pain.
What happened, Miss Nada?
The ticking of that clock was driving her crazy, Lothar. I put her to sleep. Hypnotic sleep. No reason for her to die a thousand deaths waiting for one.
No, Master.
I can do the same for you, Lothar. Want me to put you to sleep? You'll never know when the blow falls.
No, Master.
Why not? There's nothing you can do.
Lothar, wait and die with Master. Lothar like know him with Master when in come.
Oh, funny. I knew you'd say that.
Know what time is now, Master?
Must be very close to 9 o'clock. Brace yourself and start to pray when the clock strikes. The end will come very suddenly on the last stroke, Lothar.
Lothar, remember that him club 2 fists together and hit Alex Jefferson.
Yes, you laid him out cold. And Captain X left him behind to die, too, if he had no further use for Jefferson.
Where Jefferson now?
In the next room.
Little Tommy there, too?
Yes, Tommy's there, tied to the bed. And so exhausted he slept through this whole thing. Not his brother is still bound and gagged in the cellar. Well, at least they don't know that 9 o'clock is their finish.
Oh, feel sorry about Miss Nada. Feel sorry about little Tommy. Him brave boy.
The thought of them is almost driving me crazy, Lothar. Stop talking. Let me concentrate on these ropes again.
Yes, Master.
Lothar.
Yes, Master?
Did you groan just then?
No, Master.
Then it must have come from the next room. Listen. It did. Must be Alex Jefferson. Captain X thought you had broken his neck, Lothar, and didn't bother to tie him up. I wonder...
Jefferson not help us, Master.
Oh, no. He'd only save his own skin if he could. Unless I could trick him...
What's happened? Where am I? Why is it so dark? Where's the light switch?
Gosh, don't you let him fall asleep? What's all the racket about?
Tommy awake.
Shh. Quiet, Lothar. I've got an idea. It's only a slim chance, but any chance is worth taking now.
That you, Tommy?
Sure it's Tommy. Gosh, I'm still all tied up. I must have been dreaming. I thought I was sitting down to a table with my dog, Trix, and there was a great big juicy steak between us. Gosh, were we hungry. Say, Trix won't take anything to eat from nobody but me. She'll starve to death. I gotta get out of here. Cut me loose, will you?
Stop jabbering.
I'm trying to find a light switch so I can get my bearings. Blasted. I fell over a chair.
Lothar?
Yes, Master.
When those lights go on in the next room, Jefferson won't be able to see that we are tied up in here in the dark. I'm going to try a bluff. If we still have a couple of minutes before that clock strikes nine, we may all live to beat Captain X yet. It's our last hope, at any rate.
Well, I found the doorway. Switch must be here somewhere. Here it is. Light blinds you when you've been in the dark. I can scarcely see you.
I can see you all right. But you got lost in your gang, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to the next room and switch on the light there and see what happens.
Stand still, Jefferson.
Who's that?
Mandrake. You make an excellent target standing there in the light. And you can't see me here in the dark.
Go ahead. Shoot him, Master.
No. No, Mandrake. Don't shoot. I haven't a gun. And my hands are up.
Have you got a knife, Jefferson?
A small penknife, yes.
All right. Cut Tommy loose and be quick about it.
All right. Anything you
make
say.
Make it snappy. I haven't any time to waste.
Jefferson will teach you not to monkey with Mr. Mandrake.
There. He's loose.
Hand Tommy your knife.
Here it is, Tommy.
Okay. Want me to tie him up, Mr. Mandrake?
No, no. Come here, Tommy. Hurry.
Oh, yes, sir. I can't see where you are in the dark.
Right here. Tied to the stretcher, Tommy.
Gosh, I...
Cut me loose with Jefferson's knife. Hurry.
Stretcher.
Say, what is this, a trick?
Stay back. Master, shoot.
It is a trick. You're both tied up in there.
Quick, Tommy, quick.
Back. Lothar, shoot.
You haven't a gun. You bluffed me into releasing Tommy so he could cut you loose. Where's the blasted light switch?
Right beside the door, Jefferson.
I found it.
Just a second too late, Jefferson. As you can see, I'm quite free. Thanks to Tommy and your knife.
I was a fool to let you bluff me.
A fool and a bungler is what Captain X said you were.
Where's Captain X?
Gone. In his submarine and left you here to die with us, Jefferson.
Die?
Look, Master. Time's a clock point to 1 minute of night.
Jefferson, pick up that radio bomb.
No. Why should I?
Because Tommy isn't strong enough to handle it, and my legs are too numb from being tied up so long to reach the edge of the bluff and toss it into the sea before it explodes.
Well, my legs are strong enough to take me away from here, and I'm not taking any bomb with me. Get out of my way, Mandrake.
You don't pass me, Jefferson. You take that bomb with you or stay here and die with us. Hurry, Jefferson. When that clock finishes striking nine, we all go together.
We haven't got a minute to live.
No, pick up that bomb and I'll let you pass me.
All right. I've got it. Out of my way.
And don't drop it, Jefferson, before you reach the bluff. You wouldn't get far enough away from it now to avoid being blown to bits.
I won't drop it.
Look at him, straight for the edge of that bluff.
I'm gonna make it, Master.
If Captain X keeps his hand away from that switch, another 10 seconds he will.
He's reached the edge of the bluff, Mandrake.
He's raising his hands to toss. Let go of it, Jefferson!
What happened, Master?
It's all over with Jefferson. He lost his footing and went over the bluff, bomb and all.
Master, clock stopped striking.
That was close.
Oh, I'll say it was.
Even at that distance, it broke all the windows in this shack.
And how?
One thing I don't understand.
What, Master?
That second bomb hasn't exploded. The one I tried to send aboard the submarine to disable it. Dorfman said Barracuda planted it at the foot of the bluff with hundreds of pounds of high explosive. If it had gone off, it'd be a miracle if this whole bluff, shack and all, didn't tumble into the sea.
Gosh, are we lucky.
I hope so. But we'd better move out of here as fast as we can. Captain X may have timed those bombs a few minutes apart.